Year 1834. December 28th. Why did I return to the Holy Catholic faith? Because, O merciful God, this was your wish. Your grace accomplished this, not any merit, work, or reasoning of mine. I feel this in the depths of my soul, and thank you, O God, for deigning to look upon my misery and suffering, on my groaning and my longing for the truth, for universal good. Come to my assistance, Almighty Lord. Grant me the strength to remain worthy of your kindness for the rest of my life. However, O God, perfect truth, your word, our holy faith does not contradict reason. Indeed, it is its root, its law, and its life. Every healthy intellect can and should accept this. Therefore, it allows itself to be explained most clearly and most obviously by means of reason. I wish to undertake this task in my own case with your help, to satisfy my mind and for a better arrangement of my life, to put my relations with people in order instead of scandalizing them, to edify them by my speech and my writing. Today, as a result of the lack of order present in my soul, my whole life, until recently, I am in no condition to accomplish this. I will accomplish it if you give me your grace, most loving Father. I can scarcely indicate the steps by which I came to the beginning of this wisdom, which is the fear of the Lord, and ultimately to your holy tabernacle, the Catholic Church. I confess, O God, that from the first inspiration by which you led me to sense where the truth exists, I could have seen it, recognized it, and begun to live according to it. But weakness of will, overwhelmed by pride and lust, human respect, lukewarmness, and the disorder growing within me, served as an obstacle on my part. And so I continued to be troubled by my sins against you for 3 more years. Thank you, dear God, for all of the affliction and humiliation you allowed me to experience in the course of these years, by which you enabled me to gain a sense of my misery and my insignificance. I thank you. I thank you 3 times over for leading me finally to the source of purest truth, the Ark of the New Testament.